I'm going to provide context, and the context will be factual, legislative, regulatory, and judicial. Then I'll offer a prognosis and some concluding remarks. Factual. Anybody who's worked with me knows that I love charts, and this is my chart of the energy sector and how all the different pieces fit together. And basically, on the left side, you've got fossil fuel, and on the right side, you have alternative energy, primarily renewables, but also biofuels. And one thing about the Clean Power Plan, as its name suggests, by clean, we're referring to carbon, right? So how much carbon is generated? And the Clean Power Plan obviously favors the stuff on the right side, for the most part, with the exception of biofuels, as opposed to the stuff on the left side, because the stuff on the left side entails combustion, which produces CO2. So we have, let's look at the next slide. And this is from the Energy Information Agency. And this is all domestic power consumption, not merely electricity, so includes transportation. But imported petroleum, 9%, domestically produced, that leaves us 91%, natural gas, 32%, petroleum, 28%, coal, 21%, renewables, 11%, nuclear, 9%. And of the power consumption for renewables, these are the statistics that they provide. Biomass, 49%, hydroelectric, 25%, wind, 19%, solar, 6%, geothermal, 2%. So the question before us is, what effect, if any, will the Clean Power Plan have on this mix of energy consumption and obviously energy production? So as a lawyer, we like to talk about the law. I tell my law students, there are only two things you need to know to be an effective lawyer.